Welcome to the Millionaire Mindcast, where we broadcast weekly interviews with millionaire minds from across the globe to empower you on your journey of unlocking a rich and fulfilling life. It's time to unleash your millionaire within. Now, here's your host, Matty A.
What's going on, guys? Matty here. Welcome into today's show. Today, I want to give you guys a gift of the goodbye. I was talking with one of my employees this week, and they've been struggling to kind of let go of some of the relationships that just don't serve them anymore. And I was thinking about how challenging that was for me when I was first going through it, and then now looking back with how important and critical making that decision was to my success, not just in business, but to my success as a husband, as a father, as a friend, as somebody that wants to lead and make a difference in other people's lives, to level up in my finances. I really had to let go of some relationships and some people in my life that were, I don't want to point the finger and say were holding me back, but the impact and influence they were having on me was not serving me. And this individual, some of his family members, some of his friends, and these are obviously people that some by default are in your life, mothers, fathers, brothers, sisters, you know, family members, and then others that you opt into and select to surround yourself with, just aren't serving him in helping manifest, helping build and grow his mindset to the level that it needs to be in order to really have some transformation and breakthroughs in his life. And I remember when one of my early mentors shared with me the gift of the goodbye. And if you're not giving value to others, or others aren't giving value to you, you owe it to them, or you owe it to yourself to let that person go or to remove them from your life. And Gary Vee had a cool little clip. I don't know. I think I saw this about 2 years ago, and it was a, you know, I think it was like a 17 or an 18 or 19 year old kid goes up to Gary Vee in one of his liquor stores and, you know, starts asking him this question about basically, my dad doesn't support me. He's really negative. He's always trying to bring me down. And I really want to be successful in my life. And every time I'm around him, I feel down. I see myself being pessimistic. I see myself being hesitant to take action, to do the things that I know I should or want to do in my life. What should I do? And Gary Vee kind of looked at the kid. He put his hand on his shoulder and he said, "You need to cut your dad out of your life." And the kid was obviously looking for a different answer. And he said, "Look, brother, I know this is not easy, and I know this is not what you want to hear. So there's two things here. You either need to set a tone and a standard of what you will and won't tolerate in your life, and whether that is the environments that you put yourself in or the people you surround yourself with, you have to set a new standard of what you will and won't allow. What you will opt in and what you won't opt into, what you will tolerate and what you won't tolerate." And the second you draw that line in the sand and you start to create some of those standards, it is amazing at what people do in response to that. When I set that tone and standard for myself a while ago, and this was after I had been arrested and I was getting out of jail and I had been expelled from high school, I realized that all of the missteps that I made in my life, one, first and foremost, were my own fault. But there were many circumstances and situations that were directly correlated to the environment that I was in and the people I was surrounding myself with. Now, again, I'm taking full accountability for my own choices and decisions. But with that being said, looking back, I was heavily influenced by a lot of those people and by a lot of those environments. And so to circle back to what he said to this kid was, "I know that this isn't probably the answer that you want, but it is the truth and it is the answer to your question. And that's hard for a lot of people to digest. Do you want to live smaller and live below your standard to make somebody else feel comfortable and to appease them and to maintain that relationship? Or do you want to set a tone and a standard for yourself first and foremost, but also by setting that standard, it sets it for everybody else as well. And you can call people up to that standard and give them an opportunity to grow beyond maybe a negative mindset, or to stop gossiping about people, or to stop doing things that are negative or that don't serve that person or the people that are around them. And we all know these individuals in our lives. I've got friends and family members that I have distanced myself from, and I still love, I still respect, but I also have allowed myself to be okay with the fact that these are my standards, these are my core values, this is what I do believe in, and this is what I don't believe in, this is what I will tolerate, and this is what I won't tolerate. And if those individuals can't respect that and still love and appreciate me for what I've chosen, I can live with that at the end of the day. I can go home, lay my head on the pillow, and sleep well at night knowing that I am living in my truth, and it's okay if somebody else doesn't want to opt into that truth. But I'm also not going to feel bad about making the choice for myself. And now it's much bigger than me, right? For my wife, for my kids, for my business, for my employees, that I won't allow people in my world of negativity, of pessimism, of gossip, to operate below my standards and bring that shit into my world. So you have to be okay with the gift of giving the goodbye. And whether that is, again, you saying, you know what, I can't provide any value to this relationship anymore, and I got to let this go. There was a friend that was a really close friend of mine, became a best friend of mine. And honestly, I have no idea what happened in that friendship. I racked my brain over and over and over again. Did I do something wrong? I reached out to them, tried to communicate, tried to bridge the gap, tried to find ways of making sure that if there was any DNA that I had on this situation that caused this person to distance themselves from me or to not talk to me or to badmouth me, that I knew what that was. Because I wanted to grow. I wanted to step up. I wanted to make sure that I was owning and holding myself accountable to anything that I might have done. And that person basically ghosted me. And this was after years of friendship, after doing a lot of things, making a lot of sacrifices for this person. And I couldn't wrap my head around it, but I took the necessary steps to make sure, one, my side of the table was clean. Now, what was going on his side of the table, I don't know. I don't want to make up a story in my head like I do know. I don't want to assume anything, but at the end of the day, I had to get okay with the fact that I could no longer bring any more value to this friendship, as well as this friendship wasn't bringing any more value to me, and that I owed it to myself and to this person to just cut ties and let it go. And I could still love and respect that person, but I had a standard for myself of what I wouldn't tolerate anymore and what I knew I deserved as a friend in terms of how I showed up, that I could be okay moving on. Same thing with some family members that were negative and always when I'm around them sucking the life and energy out of me. And I said, you know what? I still love this person, but I'm going to distance myself from this person. I'm going to give them the gift of goodbye because they don't bring any value to my life. And just because somebody is blood, I will never turn my back on them, but I also don't have to tolerate how they do things, how they live their life, what they think, and how they act. And you don't have to do that either. Whether it's your mom, your dad, one of your employees, one of your coworkers, one of your close friends, you can call somebody up to a higher version and say, hey, look, man, you know, I still love and respect you, but this is how I'm living my life now. This is what I want for myself, for my family, for my career. And anything that is negative, anything that is drama, anything that has gossip, that has pessimism, that has things that don't serve this life and these goals that I'm moving towards, I just have to, you know, ask that you would respect that this is something I need for myself. And if you really love and care about me, I know you can understand why I'm doing this. And just so you know, if this is a path that you see yourself walking down or that you want to work towards being a part of, I got a spot for you. You can always call people up to a higher version of themselves by upholding your own standards and letting people know what you won't tolerate anymore. So I know for many of you who are really trying to break through to that next level of wealth, the relationships and the environment that you put yourself in are so critical. And sometimes you're going to have to be okay with either giving yourself or giving somebody else the gift of the goodbye. And this is why I do my quarterly audit of my relationships. This is why I have my top 100 list of who my peeps are, because I want to double down. I want to triple down. I want to lean in so hard to the relationships, to the path, to the environments that serve those goals that are aligned and synergistic and congruent with that person that I want to become, with that life that I want to lead, with that result I want to have in my life. And there have been, and I know there will continue to be, more goodbyes that I have to be okay with. But you all know that you have your core group of peeps that will be with you and rock with you and grow with you. And you'll find a lot of those along the way. You will also have to be okay with letting some of those trickle out of your life as well. And that is the beauty of this journey, especially as you continue to level up and evolve and transform yourself. You have to be okay with the fact that there are going to be certain relationships that are just going to be seasonal. And there will be those relationships you find that are forever. So for those of you who are grinding and hustling, and maybe you just need to stop and, you know, take a quick little audit of who you surround yourself with, draw a line down the center of a piece of paper, a plus and a multiplication sign on the left, a division and a subtraction sign on the right, and list out all of the people that you surround yourself with. And on the left, put the people who multiply, who amplify, who inspire, who elevate, who force you to level up. And then put the people on the right who divide, who suck the energy, who subtract the life, the excitement, the inspiration from your life. And just be aware of who those people are. Lean in and double down on the ones on the left side and be a lot more cautious and be more purposeful in how you distance and or engage with those people on the right side. It's not one of those things that sounds like it's very fun. It's not one of those things that sounds, for a lot of people, they feel bad about it. And when you can put yourself first and you can serve yourself first, and you can have all of the positive, all of the multiplying type of people and environments around you, that is only going to lift and elevate you up to a higher level to not only financially create more abundance, but through your friends and family to identify the people that you want to lean in, that you feel aligned with, that you can double down and rock through life with. And that's also going to give you the ability to make a much greater impact, because you're going to transcend into a much higher version of yourself by not carrying a lot of dead weight from the people who dim your light, who turn down your shine. So hopefully this gives you the gift of being okay with a goodbye in some of the relationships or some of the environments or some of the experiences or people that you surround yourself with and you are engaged in right now. Hopefully this was helpful. If it was, let me know your thoughts on an experience around somebody that you let go of and how that served you in your journey, or maybe somebody that you might know you need to distance yourself from and give the gift of goodbye to. And that in itself is going to make a massive difference for you moving forward. So I figured I'd share that with you guys because, you know, relationships are fucking tough. And, you know, finding the right people, finding your people starts with letting go of the people who aren't your people. It'll make room and create seats for the individuals who do align with what you're doing and where you're going to sit down and be on that journey with you. And it will allow the others to throw up the deuces and peace out and allow them to continue down their journey on their negative path. And you just have to be okay with that. You can still support, serve, and love those individuals, but don't allow them to impact where you're going, what you're doing, and who you're going to make a difference for. So with that being said, if you guys enjoy this show, as always, and you're new here, welcome. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button. Please do leave a review in iTunes. We always love and appreciate your support in the show. It's what keeps us in the top 0.5% of all hundreds of thousands of podcasts all around the world. And that's because of our amazing listenership. Shoot me a text at 844-447-1555 and say what up. Love you guys. We'll see you in next week's episode. Cheers.